Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. My name is Christina Archer, and I'm the president of the Astronomy Club here at Keele University. Tonight, I'd like to discuss a few changes to our schedule this year and announce a few upcoming events. First of all, our next meeting has been changed from April 3rd to April 17th. The main topic of this meeting will be officer elections for next year. If any new members are interested in running for an officer's position, please be sure to register with us before April 1st, as we will not be accepting any new nominations after that date. The meeting on the 17th will now be at 5 o'clock rather than 4:30. This is due to a scheduling conflict that we couldn't do anything about. We're scheduling the meeting for 1 hour. However, in the past, election meetings have gone on for 2 or 3 hours, so please plan accordingly if you're going to attend. Next, we had quite a few people express an interest in the upcoming lunar eclipse, so we've decided to put together a last-minute event. All of the details haven't been determined yet, but we'll most likely meet up here in room 102 and then head outside to where we can view the eclipse. The eclipse is going to be late and starts at 11:13. We're thinking that we'll meet here as early as 10:30 to socialise for a bit before heading outside, but nothing is set in stone. Of course, if someone wants to host this event at their apartment or house, then by all means, let me know. We'll probably call it a night around 1 o'clock. We're also going to have our annual fundraiser event at the end of May. Last year, we held this event at the Duck and Goose pub in town. But this year, we're thinking of hosting it on campus, or possibly at a local community centre. Instead of raffling off prizes to raise money, we'll be raising money by offering a catered dance party that includes a live band. Tickets will be £20. Actually, no, they're going to be £35, but that includes dinner. If you'd like to buy tickets that include alcohol as well as dinner, those are going to be £50. Now, I just want to say a few things about signing up to volunteer for the fundraiser. As always, we need your help. In order to set up the fundraiser, we'll need as many people as possible, but hopefully we can get 10 to 12 volunteers that can definitely make it. For setup, we'll need people there at least 4 hours ahead of time. You'll be responsible for setting up all of the tables and decorating the dining area, as well as helping to direct the caterers. The event will start at 5 o'clock and dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. The band is scheduled to start at 7:30. The bar will remain open until 8 o'clock. If setting up doesn't interest you, but you'd like to volunteer, we could use help cleaning up as well. This should take no more than 2 hours, and the more people we can get to help, the faster it'll go. The caterers will be taking care of their side of things, so we'll just need to break down the tables and stack the chairs, and that's about it. All of the rubbish will be picked up by the caterers. Finally, tickets. We need your help to sell tickets and post flyers if you can. Please see me before you leave if you're interested in helping out with that. We have printed 100 tickets. Last year we sold 78 tickets, but we think this year will be more popular because of the band and dinner that's included. We also have 30 flyers printed out. We encourage you to take a few and pass them out on campus or post them around town. Thanks for listening. Now, does anyone have any questions?